This month, our outreach fund focus is for a rather strange place that not many of you will likely ever visit or need to access. It's a cause that may seem odd and strange. This month, those of you who have been here for a few Sundays are aware of our outreach focus, and I've not skipped ahead to the mission moment. This is a part of the beginning of the sermon today. Our outreach fund focus is for a website called The Text This Week, or known as textweek.com, an online ecumenical resource visited by countless clergy as they seek out wisdom, knowledge, and a bit of inspiration in their weekly quest to put together worship. The website has all manner of resources from ancient to contemporary and contains not only information bits on lectionary passages, but also liturgical help and hymn suggestions to boot. It's a great and wondrous place, especially for the weary clergy person on a Saturday night. Although I certainly know nothing of that. Go there and click on the link for passages such as this morning's focus passage, and you'll get a whole host of helpful items from blog posts to insights offered by biblical scholars from around the country, and even to full sermons, which I'm not using today. Not one of them. I didn't like any of them. I tried. They didn't work. So, alas. When it comes to passages as today's passage, I often find many of the pieces that I can access on textweek.com to be really quite interesting in and of themselves. It can be remarkable for the common small church preacher to discover that those who appear to be so sure about what exactly is going on in a passage such as today's. It's a parable. Something that I seem to recall learning some time ago doesn't really lend itself to really easy, quick characterization. Yet there on Text Week, one can find all sorts of people who are very knowledgeable and who seem to know very well, yes, exactly, precisely what is going on in these passages and in a parable like today. Yet none of them seem to agree with each other. Everybody has a different, but they're so sure. The sower is Jesus himself. Absolutely, for sure, no argument. The sower is God. Absolutely, for sure, no argument. For still others, it doesn't matter who the sower is. The more important part of the story, absolutely, for sure, no argument, is the ground on which the seed falls. Or that the sower, whoever it is, appears so reckless. Who scatters seed on rocky ground, for instance, and expects it to grow and to last? We have words for such people, although those words probably shouldn't be used from the pulpit. Now, while I rely in each and every week on textweek.com and find there lots of intriguing and very helpful resources, I'm also bemused when I discover such certainty over things that seem really to be offered in such a way as to undermine that certainty. Even today, when we have not only a parable, but Jesus offering a helpful explanation, we still have some important questions and spaces where there is room to consider, explore, and wonder. It seems to me that that's one of the essential points in speaking in parables. If Jesus wanted to be clear about making rules and clear guidelines for what he expected of his followers, he would have done so. And he does actually do so in certain places. But instead, we have a lot of parables, which offer something different. Not a clear set of rules, but a mindset, a path, a sensibility, an invitation. One of the most interesting pieces that I read during the last week in preparation for this morning, one of the little pieces that I found through textweek.com, was one that reminded me that parables, along with other aspects of Jesus' teachings, were oral, like a first century version of audible.com. My favorite little place to go. I love having stories read to me. And it turns out that's not a new thing. It goes way, way back. The stories, the lessons that certainly plenty of people, but including Jesus, did. They were told. They were spoken. We should pay particularly close attention to the first word out of Jesus' mouth in today's passage. Did anyone see what that word was? Anyone have their little...
Listen.
Listen. Not read, not study, not closely examine. Listen. Listen. The first directive of Jesus' teaching is to listen. Present tense, which is also important. It's not remember. It's not once upon a time. It's present tense. Listen. Now, even if you've heard the story before, even if you've heard the story a million times, listen now as if you've never heard it before. It's part of what this whole parable thing is about. Sure, I could give you a new list of rules to live by, but I won't. On purpose. I give you parables, and before I give them to you, I direct you to listen. To open your ears, open your brain, open your heart, listen. We talk a lot about the Christian faith as a journey, and parables are an important element of that. The parable is not about a carefully constructed story that leads to one particular reminder of what it means to be faithful. Rather, a parable is something that offers an opportunity to see and to understand a little differently every time you encounter it, every time you dare to open your ears and listen. The parable is not really about this, what this means, absolutely, no question, move on. The parable is about opening one's ears, opening one's brain, opening one's heart. Over and over again. And that is what we do today. This is a parable that many of us likely learned as children. And here it is again and again. But we aren't told to remember what it felt like to learn it for the first time, to reminisce about what it meant, like an old family story. And perhaps grab hold of that for a moment. The parable is about listening again, as if for the first time ever. Listen. Listen. Present tense. So that's what we're going to do today. I want you to listen. And I want you to try to see where you are in this story today. But I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to read it backwards. I'm going to read Jesus' explanation first, and then I'm going to read the parable. And I want you to think about where you are in the parable. I want you to listen. If you've got a Bible open in front of you, close it. Put it aside. And I know there's some people like, well, I would like to look at it. You know, this is a different, try to listen. Try to do what Jesus directed them at the beginning. Listen. This is a story. This is an opportunity. This is an invitation. Listen. And try to hear where you are in this story today. Not yesterday, not even tomorrow. Today. So again, I'm going to read Jesus' explanation first. And then I'm going to read the little bit of the parable. And then we'll just have a little time for silence and for a time to absorb and see where we are in this story. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, This is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth a grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen." Where are you in this story? Let us take a moment to be in silence. May we, O gracious, merciful, loving God, be among those people who are able to listen. Let anyone with ears listen and help us to hear. Praise be to God. Amen.